High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Hey, Steve Boyle broadcasting live from Tecumseh High School, Brian Haynes, and we're kind of experiencing some more technical difficulties. If you heard the game Monday, it's a difficult internet situation out here at Tecumseh, and we were good to go throughout the initial part of the broadcast, but as the gym filled up, it got worse and worse, and so trying to get hooked up on maybe some in the gym internet service, and we'll continue the effort on that, but for now, we're stuck with the telephone connections to get the starting lineups introduced on the floor. Starting for Tecumseh, Delaney Brown, Avery Zajac, Chloe Bollinger, Reese Grounds, and Addie Zajac. Addie Zajac's going to have the difficult task of trying to guard Aubrey Allen. She's in the starting lineup for Western. The usual starters for them, Kelly Spitzer, Lola Birdner, Becca Brushaber, Rhea Hitt, and Aubrey Allen. And we're getting ready to tip things up. And again, we'll continue the effort with potential internet service here so we can improve our broadcast quality. But for now, we're stuck with the phone. And we're going here with 8 minutes on the clock and the jump ball set to happen. Aubrey Allen. And again, that'll be Addie Zajac, 6 foot junior in the middle. And, you know, we mentioned there's three freshmen in the starting lineup. You got another junior there and a senior, and Zajac wins the tap, and Tecumseh goes on the offensive attack right away, getting it to Bollinger. Bollinger setting the offense as Brushaver comes out to guard her. Bollinger right side move to the right wing. Avery Zajac now has it, the freshman, 5'10", good length for her. That's Rhea Hitt's job to guard her. Brushaver coming up to really check Bollinger deep. She hands off to Zajac again, down to the free throw line, backs it out. Addie Zajac, the center, from the three-point line, misses it, goes long, and on the battle, Bollinger knocks it out. It'll be Western ball. They come away with a stop on that first possession. And Rhea Hitt coming across the timeline, gives it up to the top for Aubrey Allen. Allen left side for Hitt, deep on the wing. Bollinger guarding her out there. She dribbles into the middle, tries to get a back cut to Allen. I think Hitt thought she got a reach-in foul. No call. Bollinger back over the timeline. Scoreless to start here, 7 to play first quarter. Regional championship on the line here for these two teams. Bollinger hands off a first touch for Delaney Brown, another freshman in the starting lineup. Gives it back up to Grounds on the wing. Now Addie Zajac gets it at the top. Hands off a scoop and a drive in at first and then back in, back out. Everything happening outside the perimeter right now for the Indians. And Avery Zajac will back it off to reset. Gives up to Bollinger. Weaving on the perimeter. Now she looks to penetrate. Gets behind the backboard. Gives up in the middle. Blocked by Aubrey Allen. Addie Zajac shot blocked. Allen sends it the other way. Hit on the wing. Crosses down to the baseline. Backs it out. Aubrey Allen over for three! Steal a line from Lil' Team, and she got it! 3-0 out of the gate here for Western on the defense, making everything tough right now for the Indians on defense. Out to the top for Grounds, looking for Zajac and the block. That's Addie against Brushaver. Throws it too strong. Rebound pulled away by Bollinger. Out to Avery Zajac. Missed shot. Bollinger again rebounds. Loose ball, though, ends up with Aubrey Allen. It's Rhea Hitt running the break. Left side. Crossover dribble. Gives it up to Aubrey Allen at the top. Dribble move into the lane. And Rhea Hitt forced that one up. Maybe got a little bit of contact, but no whistles here early. 3-0 still Western. Going back the other way. Avery Zajac has it. Out to Bollinger. Bollinger right side. That's Avery Zajac to the top for Grounds. Moves left wing for Bollinger. Gets a screen there. Bollinger goes baseline instead. Feeds it out to the top. Addie Zajac steps back. They're giving her space to shoot threes that she wants. Avery Zajac, not as much space. Grounds now left side of the top circle. Left wing deep for Bollinger. Call for a screen. Goes left side around the screen for Grounds. Now scoops it to Zajac. She steps back. Triple is up. Up high off the rim. Rebounded by Allen. 3-0 Western still. Long possession there for the Indians. Rushaver's got it near the top for Western. Gets a screen there by Allen. Spitzer comes off to the top to get it near the Tomahawk on the T logo at center court. The home court Indians hosting this regional final. Aubrey Allen working against Zajac. Goes up with the left-hand jump hook. Misses it left. Still 3-1 Western. 4.5 to play. We're almost halfway into this first quarter. Panthers lead it 3-0. The defense has been the story right now for Western. Triple for Bullen here. She gets just enough space to fire and knocks it down. We're tied at 3. Two threes, both of them coming from the top of the key. And we're tied with 4:18 to play first quarter. Rhea Hitt gets a screen, goes to the baseline. Backs it back out. Aubrey Allen at the wing. Stop, skip cast to Brushaber on the wing. Now down to the corner for Callie Spitzer. From the right corner, she's stuck. Goes to Allen on the block. Knocked away by Zajac. And now we're going to reach and call against Hitt. We've been all this way without a foul. They've been letting a lot of stuff go, kind of let it be physical, Brian. And with 3:59 to play, our first foul is going to go against Rhea Hitt. Foul watch on her. We've seen her get in foul trouble here in the tournament. But she's also been really responsible when she does to protect and not pick up any other bad fouls. Tecumseh ball jump shot goes up for Brown. That's off. Tapped away from Allen by Zajac. Gets it back out to Avery Zajac. Top for Grounds for three, and she hits. Three made shots. All threes up in the top of the key in a 6-3 Indians. 3:36 to play in our first quarter. Miss shot to give it back to Indians here. Bollinger has it. Left side, Zajac. That's Avery, the freshman, out deep. Gives it up to the top to Addy Zajac. Now swings it right side for Bollinger. She gets a step. Nobody down defending. And an easy lay-in for Bollinger. Get a timeout from the Western bench. 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds as well. 3:08 to play first quarter. 8-3 Tecumseh on WKHM.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
3-0 to play first quarter. Western trails 8-3. Just a couple makes on the last couple trips for the Indians. Good look for Western. Good looks for Western, but they haven't been making them right now. Spitzer under pressure out on the wing. Gives it up to Birdner across the top. They're really pressuring her. Hand checking, that's aggressive D on the perimeter. The officials are letting that kind of play out. Allen at the top right side, hit, pump fake. Round of screen, step back, triple for Ray. Hit is short. Rebound on Addy Zajac. No crash there by the Panthers. They all retreat back on the D. Bollinger at the top, 2.5 to play, 8-3. Our score, there's a step left to the baseline. Avery Zajac, spin move, gets in the lane. Gets a shot up, missed, but we'll get a foul. I think that's going to go against Aubrey Allen. And that is the call. First foul on Hearn. Free throws coming at the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Our first quarter brought to you by Western Community Schools, trailing 8-3. Zajac at the stripe. And hits the first one. Second one to come here on the two-shot foul. And miss, rebounded by Allen. 9-3, Western trails by 6, Spitzer. He's trying to pick her up right over the timeline. She goes all the way into the elbow, scoops the Birdner coming across. She looks to penetrate, picks it up, has to back it back out, skips it out to hit at the on the right wing, deep, moves across to the middle. Now to the post for Allen. Allen back to the basket, still back it out, hit on the handoff, stops at the elbow. Allen catches, shoots at the top. Buries a triple. Aubrey Allen with 6. Cuts the lead to 3. Huge 3-point make right there for Aubrey Allen. back the other way for the Indians. Western defending hard on the perimeter. Zajac gives up the grounds. Back to Zajac. High post for Addy Zajac. Back to the basket. Moves in. Scoops it out. We had it back on the wing for Grounds. Drives into the free throw line. Picks it up. Back out to Addy Zajac at the top. Hands off to Bollinger. Coming around a screen. Pull up from the elbow. Long. Rebound goes back to Bollinger, though. She catches in the paint. And we're going to travel, Paul, trying to set up the puppies for a shot for Delaney Brown. Western will get it back. Hit and Burton are going to get breathers as Dean and Redovich get into the game. Kelly Spitzer out on the wing to Dean down to the block for Allen. Skips it across to Spitzer. Spots up for three. Long. Chased down by Bollinger. 9-6 still our score. Indians lead. We got 105 to play in the first quarter for Western Community Schools. Panthers trailing here, but on the defense with a chance for a stop. Out by the T logo, left side now Bollinger. Out to the top, Avery Zajac, right wing, Brown looking for a cutter. Bollinger comes all the way across, spots up for three in the corner, and hits. 12-6 our score. Four threes and one two-point gun, and 8 points now early for Bollinger. Spitzer gets the screen. Fourth screen. Gives it up to Allen on the wing deep. Spots up as though she's going to shoot. Doesn't take it. Moves over to the left side. Will spot up for three and hits it. Aubrey Allen with 3 three-pointers in the first quarter for Western School. 20 seconds left. Keeping the lead at just 3-12-9. Bollinger gives it to the high post. Addy Zajac gets a step. Mitt leaves it up too strong, and Allen, fortunate. Allen did wisely not try to block that. And on the way back up the floor, Brushhaber not looking, and the Panthers turn it back over. 3.6 to play still in the first quarter. 12-9 our score. Western trails. The last chance heave perhaps here for the Indians. Bollinger picks it up. Floater from the three-point line missed. End of one, 12-9. Panthers trail by three. 9 points in the first quarter for Aubrey Allen. 60-second break, and we'll come up with a second quarter next on WKHM.
The hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eirich, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eirich at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
We're back in action here. Becca Brushhaber and Western have the ball here after our first quarter brought to you by Western Community Schools. Skip pass across. Berner catches, hit, pump fakes a couple threes, trailing 12-9, gets into traffic, forces up a shot, comfort, travel. Boy, Brian, they're not calling any contact down there right now. We've had a couple fouls, but that's sometimes, you know, you get down in trouble and the penetrator will get bailed out, but not in this case. 12-9, Indians lead with the ball. That'd be Bollinger out under pressure from Brushhaber. Gives it up left side for, Grounds. Grounds now into Addy Zajac out to the wing, and we end up with Bollinger there again. Grounds in the corner, trying to feed Zajac on the block. Double team comes. She scoops to Avery Zajac. Fading, one-hander, no good. Addy Zajac rebounds and gets the hook. And that's that height comparison. Aubrey Allen grabs that rebound 9 out of 10 times against smaller players, but Zajac able to hold that position. 14-9 now. Tecumseh leads by 5, 6:48 to play first half. Berdner gives it up to hit on the wing. Ray hit scoreless so far. Into the corner for Spitzer. Pump fakes the three, goes baseline, picks up the dribble, gives it to Allen out to hit on the wing. Screens. Hits, trades it there, screen and pop there for Allen. Sets up on the wing, thought she would shoot, doesn't. Skips to Brushaber instead. Hit has it knocked away, now penetrates, loses it, goes right to Brushaber. She'll drive, elevates the jumper, no good. Now goes back in with the left hand and gets it. Becca Brushaber staying with it, missed a shot, rebounds, and puts it back. Staying within three, 14-11, 6:09 to play first half. Penetration for Bollinger, loses it on the baseline. Brushaber's been doing working hard on that defense. Bollinger, a nice player, and loses that one. Brushaver's going to earn a breather. Allen will get a break, too. And they come back with Redovich and Dean. Spitzer coming over the timeline. 14-11, they trail under six to play first half. Spitzer gets a step on Brown. Dribbles all the way down to the baseline. Now goes into the lane. Gets in deep. Reverse pivot. Left hand finish in the lane. Nice move, Kelly Spitzer. Created some space and a little fade. Gets the bucket, one-point game, 14-13, 5:41 to play in this first half. Bollinger goes right side into the game. Maya Wasapaitis. They get down to Addie Zajac with a score down on the box. Without Allen in there, that's a mismatch for everybody. Hit picks up her dribble, goes right wing for Spitzer. Trailing by three, 16-13. Spitzer drives and scoops. And draws a whistle. That might be our first free throw trip here for Western to the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Kelly Spitzer getting a little aggressive here. Really nice shot on her last trip. From the free throw line, that one goes long off the heel. Splits the pair and we're a two-point game, 16-14. Indians lead, high post. Zajac steps out. That's Addie, who's the center. Goes right side, Bollinger. Wasapaitis fall down in the paint, and now we'll get a call down on the block away from the ball, I think. It's going to go against Aubrey Allen in a battle for position on the block. That's her second with 4:59 to play first half. 16-14 Indians, and that's Zajac to inbound. Goes to Bollinger. Loses it briefly. Dean coming out to pressure. Gets it away to Avery Zajac. Now left side, Wasapaitis. Down to Addie. Zajac on the block. Gives it up to Avery coming in. Blocked shot by Rhea Hitt. And the Panthers will get it back. What a good effort by Rhea Hitt. Looks like she might have been beat, but made a nice block effort. Gets the knock away. Allen will go to the bench here with two fouls. And the Panthers trail by 2:16-14. 4:47 to play in a what feels like a really quick first half here. Spitzer trying to get a step on bound, gets in the paint, spins to the left hand, shot goes short, grabs her own rebound, out to Dean, open for three. No. Hit battling for the rebound, gets knocked to the floor, no whistle. That's pulled down by Avery Zajac, gets up to Brown running the break. She gets in deep, forces up a shot, rebounded by Redovich. Gives it to Spitzer, still within two, Western, 16-14, 4:18 to play. Rhea Hitt with the ball. Working against Bollinger. That's been a tough defensive matchup. Bollinger reaches in. No call. Rhea Hitt backs it out to Dean on the wing. Gives it to Spitzer. Man, fired that pass. Spitzer makes a great catch. Now gets a step into the paint. Tried to back it out to Hitt. Hitt was making a cut, and she throws it to nobody. Turnover Panthers. 16-14 here in the second quarter of the game. Our game coverage brought to you by so many fine sponsors, including Industrial Steel Treating, Josh's Dumpsters, drove past their spot over at M50 on our way out here. Looks more developed every day. Bollinger over the timeline here for the Indians. Setting up on the right wing, now swings it to the left wing. Back to Bollinger, right wing. Down to the corner, Wasapaitis. Fires, no good. Addie Zajac, able to rebound, pushing that Western player all the way under the hoop. Puts back good. 18-14, Western Trail, 3:35 to play, first half. Spitzer into the corner for Dean. Dean coming across, move to the basket, reverse pivot to the right. It's a shot up with the right hand, missed off the window, too strong. Rebounded by the Indians, 18-14, 3:17 on the clock. Ticking down to the halftime break. Brown on the wing deep, swings it right side. Bollinger into the corner, Wasapaitis. Bollinger fires a three and hits nothing at the bottom. She's been on fire. Can't let her get it. Three threes, and it's a 7-point lead, the largest of the game now for Tecumseh. Hit, working over to the right wing. Picks up her dribble, backs it back out to Dean. Dean gets a screen, gives up the hit again. Now in a switch, grounds Garden Ray a hit. Hit goes to Berner on the right wing, and we get a timeout from the Western bench. Full timeout for Western. We'll take a 60-second break on the broadcast. 21-14, Indians lead. Western with a chance to cut it shorter. In back at 60 seconds on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features. The Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every...
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, out of the timeout immediately, Aubrey Allen steps back for a triple. I don't know if that's what they drew up, but she knocked it down. It cuts the lead back to four. There's Brown off the dribble with a pull-up from the free-throw line area. Missed. Allen back in the game, rebounds that one. Gets it up to Spitzer in the open court. Backs it back to Allen. She thought about that deep three. She's been hitting them tonight. Now gets a step, goes baseline. Double team comes to help. Skips it across. Rush Saber in the corner. Dean pump fakes. He goes baseline. Spins away from the defense. Now another turnover. Trying to feed a teammate, and it goes where they were no longer at. Boy, I really thought Allen had a step and might get a shot up. We got a 21-17 score, and looks like officials communicating with the Tecumseh student section. You got the athletic director right there on the bench. So he's catching everything over there. Indians ball up by four, 21-17, minute 46 to play first half in the corner for Bollinger. Drops to the block for Addie Zajac. She makes a move, goes with the left hand under Allen. That felt like Allen with the two fouls, being careful down there. Spitzer back the other way. Now it's a 6-point deficit. Spitzer off the dribble, pulls up from the elbow, knocks it down. Kelly Spitzer's looked good offensively with 5 points here. The professor popping those point totals over to me, and then we'll get a turnover by the Indians there. That was the pump fake takeoff move. Grounds did it, turns it over. It'll be Western ball now trailing by four with the rock. 77 seconds left in the first half. Spitzer on the wing, gives it up to Allen. Allen steps back. Now gives it to Spitzer, drives. Dean open in the corner. Shot up, hit a triple. 1-point game, 23-22 Western coming in there. 54 seconds. Big triple by the freshman, Dean. Browns backs out to Brown. They might hold for one here, 45 seconds. Bollinger at the top. Addie Zajac calling for it. Bollinger goes give and go. Back out to Avery Zajac. Missed that. Bad. Brush Avery's got it. 35 seconds. Western ball. Goes to Spitzer on the left side. To get a step on Brown. Goes to the basket. Fader on the baseline. Tough shot. Spitzer knocked it loose for a moment, dives on it. 22 seconds left. Spitzer going all out here. Now Panthers, Brown with a sidestep jumper. Tough shot. Gets it to go. That was kind of a little jump stop. Three-point lead. And there's a drive by Spitzer. Spins. It's a shot up. 2 seconds. Rebound. Redovich got it. Bucket. 25-24. Western sticks within 1 point here. Pandemonium here in the late part of the first half as Western keeping pace with a very good Tecumseh team. We'll take a three-minute break, and we'll come back with the numbers from the first half. Again, 25-24, Western within one after 16 minutes on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or...
Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties! Greetings, Jackson County. This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools, wishing our Mountie Nation athletes a great finish to the winter sports season. As a Mountie Nation, our athletes lead with pride, helping build a positive culture and inspiring greatness. As always, we are Northwest. Go Mounties!
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here at the half, 25-24. Exciting first half of basketball. The atmosphere here in the gym is spectacular. Both student sections are raucous. The teams have been really, really big on what they're doing. And Western's come in with some hot three-point shooting, and later in the half, able to get it done down closer with Spitzer, and then Redovich getting some buckets down on the block. So this is still anyone's game for sure, Brian, and either team capable of going on a little run and stretching this out too. Brian, we're going to get the numbers for the first half from you right now.
All right, thanks, Steve. Let's start with Tecumseh first. For Tecumseh, we have Delaney Brown with 2 points. Reese Grounds has 3. Avery Zajac with 8. Avery with just one. Addie's Ajax with eight. And leading the way, Chloe Bollinger, 3 for 3 from three-point land with 11 points leading the way for the Indians for Tecumseh. For the Western Panthers, we had Becca Brushaber with 2, Callie Spritzer with 5. Tegan Dean made a big 3 there at the end of the half to get that to 1. Madison Renovich at the bucket, literally at the buzzer with 2. And leading the way, Aubrey Allen with 12 points, 4 for 4 from the three-point stripe, 4 for 5 for the game. So she just got to get outside the three-point line, Steve.
Yeah, Allen had a spectacular first half. A couple of them just, like the one she kind of just made a sidestep, pull up from the left wing and knocked it down, nothing but net. Really, both teams defended well. I think it was interesting to see Allen have somebody who could challenge her down on the glass and still have to make sure she's got better position. I think sometimes when you're a little bit bigger, you can get away with not having good rebound position when you're down there on the defensive end, but I think she's going to have to make sure she boxes out on Addie's Ajax down there. Other than that, it's been back and forth, and I think Western more than capable of sticking with this team and maybe a chance to go to the quarterfinal.
Yeah, and a big part's going to be Rhea Hitt, who's been a huge part of this team, held scoreless in the first half, which if you're Western and you look up and you see you're only down by 1 and your star, one of your stars has 0, you're just going to assume you're going to get a lift from her in the second half. But it's going to be important for Rhea to not try to come out and do too much. Let the game come to her. Just get her buckets when she can and just be herself.
Yeah, I think you got to go out there and continue to support your teammates. Look for them to get open looks. And at some point, the Indians will have to lose focus on you a little bit because other people are scoring. Callie Spitzer, for instance, they've had trouble keeping her out of the lane, and that's going to be a chance for her to drive. They lose Rhea Hitt, and you find her open for a couple three-point looks and maybe a chance to drive and get to the foul line. They really did let them play a lot in that first half. Aubrey Allen, maybe the only one with foul trouble with 2. But other than that, they weren't called a lot of physical play.
Yeah, just 4 fouls called the entire first half. Tecumseh with just 1 team. And unfortunately for the Panthers, Aubrey Allen has half of all the fouls called with 2.
All right, we'll take 3 minutes when we come back second half. Western trailing by 1, 25-24 against Tecumseh. It's the regional championship here at WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner, not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, two John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tecumseh ball to start the second half, 25-24, they trail. Two of the leading scorers, one for each team, 0 for 8 from the field, Raya Hitt and Avery Zajac. Both defending one another, at least in some capacity. Brown on the wing now for the Indians. Grounds comes out, spots up for three, short. Allen rips that rebound out of there. Loses it, though, as she tries to rip it away. Indians will keep it. Brown on the left wing. Has knocked away by Spencer. She steals it away. Oh, the tie-up came in pretty quick, Brian. That looked maybe too soon. Jump ball possession arrow does go to the Panthers, trailing by one, and now with a chance to take the lead. 7:29 to play. Spencer gives it up to Hitt to bring it over the timeline. Again, you do what you can if you're the coach to try to get some looks for Raya Hitt, get her started. She goes one-on-one with Bollinger, gets down deep, elevates, has her shot blocked, but we'll get a foul call. I don't know, that was good defense by Bollinger. Maybe got her with the body. but that'll send Raya Hitt to the Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning free throw line for a pair and a chance to put Western in front. First time since they led 3-0. And she gets that to get a shooter's roll. Sometimes it's all you need as an offensive player just to see one of those shots go through. Other sponsors include East Jackson, Josh's Dumpsters, Industrial Steel Trading, of course, our pregame sponsor, Kelly Express Marts, 26-25 Western in front. First lead since they led 3-0. Brown gets a step, gets in deep. Called for traveling. Got bumped on the ride in and took an extra step. Another turnover here. The physicality has continued to be consistent from the officials. They're getting just a step, loses her footing down on the block, and she's not getting up yet. Turned it over. It's going to be 5-on-4 here as Rhea Hitt still on the floor. And getting an open look at the top, Avery Zajac pitch. Now we'll get an official timeout, and Rhea Hitt to her feet, but that, oh, no. She's limping, trying to stay on her feet. But that, Brian, when she caught that, you saw her feet just kind of leave her, and they might have twisted, and she did like a full split maybe. What'd you see?
Yeah, well, my first thought was that it was just the splits, and I thought, okay, that's going to hurt when you're not expecting them. But the way she's limping off, Steve, it looks like, I don't know, she was kind of grabbing at her calf or something. I guess we'll soon see.
Yeah, and it was just she did a great job to kind of pop open, and great job by her teammate to find her there with just a little bit of daylight. And I thought she had a layup, but again, might have a little moisture down there or something because the way her feet slipped, that didn't look normal. I hope she's all right. 28-26, Tecumseh leads after the three-point make for Avery Zajac. Looking at her ankle down there, the professor says, Aubrey Allen in the paint makes a nice lefty move to that left-handed jump hook, but misses. 28-26, and Indians back the other way. And Avery Zajac looking for grounds on the transition and throws it to the bench. Western gets it back. 28-26. If you're just joining us, we've been experiencing some. We're on our third. We had a first option, a second option. We're on our third option. Difficulty with the internet signal here. Tecumseh, there's a backup for Burner Allen. trying to find her, stolen away. Bollinger pushing tempo transition. Nobody stops the ball. She gets out and lays it up and draws a foul. No, you can't let a ball, you can't let somebody get that rebound and take it coast to coast like that and get that deep layup and a chance to make the 3-point play. Lead is 4 now. Can be 5 after this. 13 points for Bollinger here in the early third quarter. 6:04 to play. And she makes a free throw from the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line, 31-26. Allen gets it. Rushaber up the floor to Berners. Now she's got numbers, takes it into the lane, backs it out. Allen at the top, open for 3. That's long. And the long rebound, Brown comes and squeezes it for the Indians. 31-26 with the ball, 5:45 to play. First 3-point miss for Allen. It wasn't open look, wasn't rushed or anything. Addie Zajac turns and looks from the high post. Bounce pass in the lane for Avery. Under duress, she puts it up on the rim. Missed. Allen rebounds it. I thought we were about to see Avery Zajac go and get called for one of those fouls down there. There's a back cut. Dean gets in deep. Pump fakes. Shoots. No good. Rebounded back. Good look to get Dean a look. The pass, three-quarter court for her. 31-26, Avery Zajac gets a step left hand, goes reverse layup against Dean, and scores it. Rhea Hitt still getting treatment. Looks like maybe a tape job coming over there for the Panthers star, and a timeout from the bench is a 30-second timeout. We'll take 30 seconds. 4:57 to go third quarter, 33-26. The Panthers trail on WKHM.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 33-26, the Tecumseh lead. Western ball out of the timeout. And Rhea Hitt put her shoe back on. I think we'll see her in a minute. Callie Spitzer right now working against Brown. Deep. Fires one into Allen, who steps back. Now gets a screen at the elbow. And we get a collision. And I think it's going to go against Berdner. No, they got Zajac. It looked like Berdner actually kind of pulled her down as she was going down, but maybe she was just trying to steady herself. Western ball and a knockaway. Spitzer goes to the floor to get it. Scoops it out, and it's picked up by Bollinger. Physicality continues in this game. Left side, Zajac spots up. That's Avery. Triple no good. Addie takes that rebound away. She reverses it. Too strong, and now Aubrey Allen pulls it out of there, gets it to Spitzer. 33-26 Western trails, 4:23 in the third quarter. Game coverage brought to you by Josh's Dumpsters. A drive by Spitzer, and she'll take the shot up. Has it knocked away, but she'll get free throws at the Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Hey, thank you to Western Community Schools, one of our early sponsors. The first quarter. Thank you to Lomar Machine and Tool, Jackson Public Schools. Spitzer at the free throw line. And missed. Split a pair in her first trip. 33-26. And she got it. Second one of the split. She'll go to the bench. Rhea hit back onto the floor. Taped up on the ankle, and she looks comfortable, at least initially. Full court pressure here by the Panthers. They get into Brown, and she has it knocked away. Steal by Dean. Goes left side for Berdner. Penetration all the way in. Layup. Got it. Noah Berdner. Full court press by the Panthers. They're back now. 33-29. Lead back down to 4. 4:01 to play. Bollinger called for a screen. Steps back. Triple. Got it. Big shot by Chloe Bollinger. She's red hot tonight. 17 points. She averages about 8 a game, so she's going big. Allen at the top gets a screen, steps back, gets a back cut. Ray, a hit, gets in deep, lays it up, too strong. Rebound Bollinger, 36-29. Panthers trail by 7, 3:31 to go third quarter. Crossover, give it up to Grounds out on the wing. Now right side for Brown. Brown to the top, Grounds, and a timeout for the Tecumseh bench is a 30-second timeout. 30-second commercial break for us, 36-29, when we come back on WKHM.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,000 and 1 cent. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes. Hey, join us tomorrow. We'll be at the Breslin Center. Hardline internet. It's going to be great. Meantime here, 36-29 Western Trails, and it's Tecumseh ball. 3:20 to play in the third. Chance to go up. And the Panthers come out in the zone looking to trap on the wing. Brown gets the Grounds in the corner. Skip pass across. Radovich a moment late to maybe have a steal attempt. They get it to Zajac, and Avery hits a triple. Boy, Tecumseh has shot the lights out. They lead by 10, biggest lead of the game. 3 to play in the third. Ray a hit. Again, nursing an ankle. Good screen and pop for Aubrey Allen, and she hits another triple. And it's back to a 7-point game, 2:48 to play. Left side for Brown. She gets a step down the lane. Blocked by Allen. Gets the loose ball out to Ray, a hit. Very physical game so far. It's been that the whole way. Hit, backs off to Allen. Deep triple. Oh, off the rim, up high. Rebound batted away, out of bounds. Last touch to Tecumseh. Panthers will keep it on their end of the floor. It's Redovich, Dean. Allen, Rush Aber, and hit in the game right now for the Panthers. And Ray, a hit. Just a couple of free throws is all for her. If she gets... getting loose here for some more points. Cut into the 7-point lead. They floated into Allen. Looking for a hit on the back cut and hit didn't take the cut. Knocks it away. Dean saves it. Hit open for three. Oh, up high up back rim. Tap long. Hit had a chance at it. Avery Zajac got it. She's got a 2-on-1. Gives it up to Brown. And good defense by Aubrey Allen. Able to drop off, and that's that height and the shot blocking ability because she dropped off of Zajac to stop Brown, and Brown tried to pass back pass, and Allen was in the passing lane. 39-32. Inbound goes to Bollinger. She's had a huge game so far. Gets a step baseline, has to back it out, gives it up to Zajac on the block. Blocked by Allen. Another block for Aubrey Allen. Loose ball picked up by Rhea Hitt in transition. Skips it across to Dean. She thought about the three, now goes baseline into a double team. Backs out for a cut, picked out by Bollinger. Turnover Dean. Bollinger, one-on-one, brush saver. Tries to stop her, gets called for the foul, and Bollinger makes the layup. 41-32 to put it back to a 10-point Tecumseh lead here. 19 for Bollinger to make it 20 with the free throw trip. Aspen, one-hour heating and air conditioning, free throw line. That's the second foul on Becca Brushaber. And Bollinger hits the free throw. I'd expect nothing less. Doesn't look like anything she shoots is going to miss today. A substitution. Spitzer coming in for Dean. 42-32, 10-point deficit for the Panthers. Seems like when they've gotten down by big numbers, they've always seemed to have a little answer to pull it a little closer. See if it's the case again. Spitzer takes the inbound pass. Crosses the timeline. Brown to pick her up. Goes high post. Turnover. Redovich looks like she cut and then left. Brown for three. That one's going to go off the heel. Long rebound grabbed by Aubrey Allen. She dribbles over the timeline herself. Skips up the hit. Catches. Spots up, triple, Rhea Hitt. Got it! Big shot, Rhea Hitt! 42-35, cuts it to 7. 77 seconds to play third quarter. Bollinger comes up. She's looking to spot up. Does. Fires for three. No good. Good job to make that, get a hand in there. I think it was Redovich got over there just a little late, but affected the shot. Now Allen on the wing. Back cut to Berdner into traffic. Ripped away by Avery Zajac. And call for travel. Now I think both coaches are starting to get a little hopeful for a foul call somewhere here and there. We've had like three travel calls, and they've all been as the player was falling down. It's been consistent, but it's been different than we've seen officiating most of the tourney here. 42-35, Panthers trail with 57 seconds left. No inbound from the baseline. Attempt there was knocked away. Avery Zajac's going to go to the bench here briefly. It might have to hit. Knocked away, but she gets the catch. Spots up. Three. Oh, it looked good from our position. Came out long rebound, though. Bollinger holding it down with 47 seconds. Directing a little traffic as Spencer comes out to challenge. Bollinger crosses back. Now goes to the right wing. Back to Bollinger. Looking for Addie Zajac, top of the key. She switched pivot feet twice. Now on the drive, offensive foul. Addie Zajac on the drive down. Rhea hit, stood up and took the contact. And that's a bold move by Rhea hit to take that. Addie Zajac, we said, six-footer, big gal. Coming with a full head of steam, and Rhea hit like a sack of potatoes when she fell, but got the call. 7-point game. Panthers can cut it closer here after the possession changes with the offensive foul. Berdner to the top for hit off the screen. Well, she got that ankle tape, John. She looks as quick as ever. Back up, catch, hit, in traffic, gets it up, miss, gets it on rebound, no, knocked away. Bollinger hit it last. Panther ball on the baseline. 8.3 seconds remain here. 42-35 Western trails with the third quarter coming to a close. They float it in to hit. Turns and looks. 6 seconds. They skip it across to Aubrey Allen, setting her feet. She gets called for travel. That's a fine call, except I feel like they missed it on the other end. Eddie Zajac switched pivot feet about three times. Of course, she did turn it over with the offensive foul eventually anyway, but mixed bag on the travel calls tonight. That's all I'm saying. Officiating has been consistent. It's just they've been letting them be very physical. 3.9 seconds left for Tecumseh to try to stretch this lead back out past 7, where we're stuck for a little while here. Into Bollinger on the sideline as she turns it over. Good defense by Brushaber, getting her pinned up against that sideline. Rhea Hitt's going to come back in for Dean. And we still get 2.6 seconds for Western to make something happen here. Wild end of the third quarter. Allen going in to hit, makes the catch. No, knocked away and loose ball. And that's how the third quarter will end. 42-35, Western down by 7. They got work to do. I think they're capable. 60-second break, and we'll play the fourth quarter when we come back on WKHM.
Struggling to keep up in a traditional classroom? At East Jackson Virtual Academy, we get it. Whether you're behind on credits, battling anxiety, or just need a different way to learn, we have some great options available for you. Our flexible online learning program lets you learn at your pace, in your space, with real certified teachers and real support. Education is no longer one size fits all. It's about finding the best fit so you can get a jump on your future. To learn more about East Jackson Virtual Academy, stop by or contact us at eastjacksonschools.org.
Hi friends, I'm Dan Greer, a.k.a. Dan the Man Insurance, etc. As a lifetime resident of Jackson County, it humbles me to help our local seniors with their Medicare supplements, Advantage plans, and prescription coverage. I'm your local independent agent. I have a different approach. I'll be your teacher, your advisor. I'll be your coach. Your quality of life is my career. Have insurance questions, call Dan Greer at 517-787-4607.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
42-35, Indians get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Inbound to Bollinger. She gets a step. She won't go all the way to the basket. Looking for Addie Zajac on the block against Aubrey Allen. Double team comes. Spitzer with a knock away. Zajac chases it down, grounds at the top. Looking to spot up now. She gets it back out to Bollinger. 42-35. Indians lead 7:45, and Bollinger will reset. Hands off to Avery Zajac. Right wing for grounds. Looking to the block for Addy. Aubrey Allen gets in front of her down to the post. Back out to Avery Zajac. She's moving across. Gets a couple screens. Now penetrates. Into the lane. Turns. Fader. No. Rebound Addy Zajac, though. Allen got switched onto the defense, and Zajac able to get the rebound. Hit with a knockaway, and Tecumseh inbound from the sideline. 7:20 to go in this game. 42-35, Western Trails, regional championship tilt here. Winner moves on to play the winner of a game between Dearborn Divine Child and Carlton Airport. And that'll be Tuesday at Chelsea. Got to get this done first, Western. And Brown on the right wing goes out to the top, gives up to Grounds there. Grounds shares with Bollinger, comes across to the top. Now Addy Zajac outside the arc. The center looking for a back cutter. Nothing there. Gives it back up to Grounds at the top. She moves over to the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Stuck. Now gets away to Bollinger. Pass in the corner to Zajac. Near knockaway. Backs it off to Bollinger on the wing. She drives. Floater. Short. Rebounded Avery Allen. That's got to be some kind of a ball over the back. Three fouls on Zajac. The physicality, that one went a little too far. I think it was a little too easy, too clear for the officials to call that one as Allen got knocked to her backside on the contact on the rebound. She had it clear. Now they get it to her on the wing. Hip pass with the left hand to hit for a deep triple. Short. Rebounded Brown. Turns it up the floor for the Indians. Looking to run left wing. There's Grounds on the wing. Goes against Spitzer in for the baseline move. Backs it back out. Skips out to Brown. Deep. Ferdner pressuring out there. Hand off to Grounds on the left wing. Around to the top. Back cut. Bollinger knocked away to Allen. Good defense. Brushaber with a knockaway. Hit the other way for the Panthers. Hands off to Allen. Deep triple. Made it! That's guts. That's from the volleyball 10-foot line out there in midcourt. Six threes for Aubrey Allen and a 42-38 game back to four. Look at Bergner pressuring Brown. Brown trying to give it up to Bollinger. She doesn't. Brushaber stays with her behind the back move. Bollinger's got it. Boy, the gym is in on every point here. Bollinger stepping back, pulls up over Allen. Tough stop for Bollinger. She's not missing much. 38-44, Western Trails by six. Rhea Hitt coming up against Bollinger. Crosses into the lane. Backs it out to Allen. Makes the right side move. Goes back to the elbow. Looking for a skip pass. Nothing there. Directly Hitt to go left. Hitt catches outside the arc. Rhea Hitt between the legs dribble. Now picks it up. Skip to the cross. Becca Brushaber doesn't shoot. Now Schofield to penetrate. Reverse pivot down to the lane. Floater, no good. Rebounded by the Indians, 44-38. They have a six-point lead. We're down to the 450 mark in this one. High post, Addy Zajac with the catch. Bollinger cuts. Backs out the dribble, now reverse slap, got it. Boy, Bollinger, 23 points in this one. 46-38 lead, 4:34 to play. And it'll be a full timeout for the Panthers. We'll take a 60-second commercial break. 46-38 Western Trails on WKHM.
Good morning, Jackson. This is Kelly Eyrick, your local realtor with The Brokerage House. I have a deep admiration for the men and women who have served and serve our country and our communities, from our armed forces to our police officers, firefighters, and all EMS personnel. Now, I would love the opportunity to serve you. Whether you're relocating, upsizing, downsizing, or planting roots right here at home, I'm here to make your next move your best move. Let's get you moving. Call Kelly Eyrick at The Brokerage House today at 517-788-8733.
Got a home improvement project this year? Cleaning out the garage, tearing off a roof? Then you need the best dumpsters in town, Josh's Dumpsters. Their dumpsters are the perfect size and shape for any job. They're clean, and you'll know it's quality when you see Josh's Dumpsters right on the side. Reliable service, easy drop-off, fast pickup, no hassle. Don't let the debris pile up. Call the best, 517-740-0774. Josh's Affordable Dumpsters.com. Josh's Dumpsters, the right dumpster for your job.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Important to get a bucket here for the Panthers. And we're going to get full court pressure here, or at least back court pressure on Spitzer. Calling for a helping hand. They get it in. Zajac pressures now backs off. Spitzer dribbles right across in front of her. Sets up just right of the circle. Now moves left side. Looks to penetrate. Spitzer backs it out. Berner catches. Drives in. Floats from the elbow. Key strong. Rebound Dean. And she'll get whistled for a travel. Caught it and tried to get her feet set. Nice rebound, but just got to get that shot back up. And now full court pressure coming for the Panthers. They did it briefly one time, Brian, and got a steal out of it. They're able to be very aggressive when they press. Bollinger able to get her step on Berner. Keeps the pressure on, and then we'll get a quick whistle there. Boy, that really runs counter to the way this has been officiated so far. Western will need to, if they're going to stay down by this eight-point number or something like that, they may need to have a couple fouls in so they can start fouling and send them to the line a little bit later. Inbound goes to Eddie Zajac, out to Brown. Bollinger off the screen, catches, fires for three, short front rim, rebound. Allen gets it. Allen will dribble it over the timeline, too. Hands off. Spitzer crosses at the top, goes left, now goes right. Now drives, spins in the lane, backs it out to Berner. She drives, gets a step. Floater partially deflected, rebounded by Zajac, and we'll get a foul against Berner on the rebound. Still 46-38, 3:46 to play, two fouls on Lola Berner. Russ Shaver will go to the bench briefly for Dean to come in on the full court press. Avery Zajac inbounds to Addie Zajac, and Bollinger gets a step. Now it's two on one, drops it off to the Browns, and she misses. Rebounded, though, by Bollinger. 25 points for her and a 10-point lead, matching the largest lead of the game for the Indians with 3:32 to play in this one. Spitzer to the high post for Allen, turns to look. Now hands off. Ray hit at the top. A little hesitant there. Passes to Berner, able to get away from the defense. Gets in deep. Floater, no good. Eddie Zajac grabs it. Allen goes around behind her, and she'll get the foul call. Fourth foul now on the Panthers this quarter. That's three on Aubrey Allen. No, 3:16 to play. Western Trails by 10, and they'll try to press again. Really important that Berner doesn't lose Bollinger on this one. They threw the bomb pass. Bollinger got the step. Bring down by Spitzer the tracker, but Bollinger doesn't miss. Goes left hand and finishes. 50-38, largest lead of the game now for Tecumseh. Spitzer gets a step, elevates halfway down. That was three-quarters of the way down. The net almost snapped and still came out somehow for Spitzer. 50-38, and the Indians will take a timeout to talk it over. 2:52 to play, full timeout. We'll take 60 seconds on the broadcast. Western's going to need something special to happen here in the last 2:52. Back in a minute on WKHM.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Oak and Iron, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to redesign. discover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Comes the inbound into the backcourt as Brush Shaver pressures Bollinger. She gets her to knock it out of bounds on the sideline. Stays Indian ball. 50-38, they lead, 2:47 to play. They go to Bollinger in the backcourt again, chased by Brush Shaver. Gets a step on her, gets it into the front court. Now we might get some four corners here out of the Indians. Dean pressures Brown, coming around, mishandles, double team, trapped, gets it away. It's loose now on the floor, dive. Zajac gets away to Avery to Addy, and now over to Bollinger on the right wing, back to Brown. They dodge one there. 2:26 to go, and it's Dean going to pressure Brown. 14 fouls on the Panthers, so whenever they decide to foul, they can. And they'll get Dean with a reach in, pressuring Brown on the sideline. And that's five team fouls, and that should be free throws here from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. Has not shot a free throw yet. Again, that is Delaney Brown, 5'5" freshman, called in big moments here at the end of this regional championship game, and now we're going to get a timeout. No, just an inbound. So it's discrepancy on the fouls. They had five on the board. They move it back to four. Drive and pass over to ground. She takes a shot and hits. 52-38, our score with 2:08 to go. Biggest lead of the game. 14 for Tecumseh. Ray a hit. Screen from Aubrey Allen to the top. Ray a hit, fires for three short. And that'll go out of bounds. That'll go back to Tecumseh. Bertner going to come in to replace Dean. Minute 57 to play here. And again, something special has got to happen for the Panthers. Oh, did we get a touch on the end for that? I thought that was going back to the Indians. They inbound it to Allen instead from the baseline. Aubrey skipping it to hit back to Allen. Looks at the three. Can't take those. Zajac comes out to guard. Allen. Bullying her way over. Now Bergner penetrates. Blocked by Zajac. Going to go off Addy's hand and then off Avery's noggin. And out of bounds. Western ball. Back from the baseline. Inbound here. Rhea hit. 52-38. They trail. Minute 41. Hit goes in deep to Allen at the top. Catches. Fires a three. Offside rim. Rebound batted. Grabbed by Bergner, goes around the baseline, out to Brush Shaver. Spitzer pulls up for three. Short, Ray hit rebounds. Power dribble and loses it, and then it's going to touch the end line, and they'll call it off back to Brush Shaver. 87 seconds left, and we'll go back to the Indians' ball. Full court press by the Panthers. Back cut, and Bollinger's been able to get that going on the press where she gets the run out. Goes left side, Grounds gets a step, goes in, lays it up and scores it. 54-38, largest lead of the game every time now. Spitzer on the wing, dribbles in, now penetrates up the left side, gets a shot in the air, knocked to the floor, and free throws coming for Kelly Spitzer. Western trails 54-38, 65 seconds remain. We've got a couple players set to check in for the Panthers. She was at the score table. I think we got maybe Senior Cubish going to get into the game here. And Bergner is going to go out. And Spitzer hits from the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw line. And they get a stoppage, and that'll bring, again, Cubis into the game. And then we've also got Eliana Drinkwine, a couple other seniors off the bench for the Panthers. They throw it in and down to Bollinger, and she takes it down for the layup. 56-39. And we get a timeout from the Indians. I think they're going to try to get substitution 30 seconds. No, they will talk it over. We've got 1 minute to play, 56-39. Keep it here. 30 points for Bollinger tonight. If you need to have a career game, you want to do it in the regional championship. And the Tecumseh team is poised to move on and face the winner of a game going on tonight between Carlton Airport and Dearborn Divine Child. That Carlton Airport team's record was good, 23-2. Divine Child, 15-10, a 2-6 record in their league, but you've got to win them when it counts, and postseason, when that can happen. Chelsea hosting that next round. And now it looks like Tecumseh's going. Who will they play? 56-39 lead. Rushaver dribbles it up, looking for a hit on the right wing. Screen from Allen. Now Allen pops, triple long. And that'll go out of bounds off of Western. 45.5 to play, and it's 56-39. Bollinger is going to come out with 30 points. So will Addy Zajac. They inbound to Brown, 45 seconds. Into the game, Sophia Torres for the Indians, as well as Ori Lehman, freshman. Lazapetis. Get back to Brown. Leaving it here, running it down 19 seconds, 56-39. Unless somebody flings it up, that's where we'll end. And we'll get a foul from Kubis. She wants to get herself into the scorebook for one reason or another. 13.5 left and one more trip to the Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throw line. Brought to you by Kelly Express Mart. Swarm energy tonight. Screaming freedom flavor. We didn't need much energy extra tonight. The gym was full of it. 13.5 seconds left, and now a slew of substitutions now for the Panthers. Seniors get a round of applause from the fans, the Western faithful. Redovich in there, Olivia Sines, Shelby Smith, Spitzer, and Redovich on the floor. Dean Spitzer with 7 seconds. Takes up her dribble, gets stuck, gives up to Dean. And they run out the clock. The buzzer sounds, 58-39, our final. Tell you what, that final score doesn't point to how close this game really was throughout most of the way. Take 3 minutes here in the post game, and we'll come back with our conclusion to the Western season, 58-39, the final. Tecumseh wins on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Performance Automotive Northwest. They do way more than just auto parts, offering new lawn equipment from John Deere and Honda, chainsaws and trimmers from Steel and Husqvarna, 2 John Deere ready-to-mow mobile service trailers to make repairs quick and easy for you. And don't forget their bumper-to-bumper parts selection for almost every vehicle. Performance Automotive really does have it all, from tools to paint and cleaning supplies. They'll even fill your propane. Performance Automotive Northwest, proud to be independent and locally owned for 35 years. Located on Airport Road in Jackson.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company is your one-stop shop for machining and fabrication services. Their full-service machine shop offers CNC turning, milling, grinding, wire and plunge EDM, 3D printing, CNC laser cutting, and metal forming and welding, and metal finishing that includes liquid and powder coating. Lomar is a leader in designing, manufacturing, and integrating advanced machinery, tooling, and automation solutions across multiple industries. Please check out Lomar.com and follow Lomar on Facebook and LinkedIn for more updates and company information.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You bring the hustle. Let your checking keep up. With Amped Checking from Blue Ox Credit Union, you'll earn an incredible 5.0% APY on your everyday spending. Swipe your card. Get paid. Go digital. That's all it takes to keep your account amped up and earning. Visit blueoxcu.org/amped-checking and start earning more today. Annual percentage yield up to 5.0% on balances up to $10,001. Requirements apply. Rates may change. Fees may reduce earnings. Blue Ox Credit Union, a division of Ignite Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
Struggling to keep up in a traditional classroom? At East Jackson Virtual Academy, we get it. Whether you're behind on credits, battling anxiety, or just need a different way to learn, we have some great options available for you. Our flexible online learning program lets you learn at your pace, in your space, with real certified teachers and real support. Education is no longer one size fits all. It's about finding the best fit so you can get a jump on your future. To learn more about East Jackson Virtual Academy, stop by or contact us at eastjacksonschools.org.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes here. The final 58-39 Western sees their season come to the end in the regional championship game. And good effort. They were around for quite a while, just a late run when they had to start kind of going into the emergency plan. And Tecumseh stayed solid and were able to make plays. And, boy, you can't say enough about Chloe Bollinger and her effort tonight, 30 points to lead the team. And easy player of the game choice for the Tecumseh folks. We'll talk about our player of the game. But, Brian, go ahead and give us the numbers.
All right, Steve. Well, we'll start with Tecumseh. You know, the Zayviet girls were kind of held in check by Western, both under their season averages. Avery Zajac with 11, Addie just 8. They both averaged 13. Reese Grounds with 7, and Delaney Brown with 2. But as you said, Chloe Bollinger averaging just over 8 a game and finishing the night with 30 points. So when you get somebody averaging with scoring 22 more than what they're averaging, good luck. Now for the Western Panthers, on the other hand, we had Tegan Dean with 3, Callie Spitzer with 7, Lola Berdner with 2, Madison Redovich with 2, Becca Brushaber with 2, Rhea Hitt, who did just was injured and missed some time, and then even when she came back, you could kind of tell she was almost like unsure of that ankle, just held to 5 points tonight. Aubrey Allen with 6 made threes, and that was it. 18 points, all three-pointers for Aubrey Allen. So, you know, a little tough one for Rhea Hitt tonight to finish the season off, but I'm going to blame that one more on the ankle than I am the effort, that's for sure.
Yeah, Aubrey Allen stepped up. And again, all of her work done from three-point. We said it in the beginning, this is one of the first times we've seen her be matched up against somebody who could match her with length and size and was able to kind of mitigate her down low. But she, again, has that great shooting range, able to step out, knock down those triples. And it kept Western hanging around for a while. But ultimately, just too much firepower from Bollinger and the Indians overall. And they outscored them. 58-39 is kind of how it went. The game was really officiated to let them be physical. And I think that helped Tecumseh out a little bit. I think they were a little more aggressive physically. Western was slower to accept that that's how the game was going to be. And they couldn't seize on it as much. Rhea Hitt, tough night tonight. Well defended by Bollinger and the others. And, again, then she twisted the ankle and it never seemed quite right again. Great career though at Western. She's a 1,000-point scorer. Career high for, I think she had the career single game record for points. And Aubrey Allen, our player of the game tonight again with 18 points. Pretty good rebounds. The stat guy brought us the stats for the third quarter. So, we didn't get the full game, but Aubrey Allen had to battle for those rebounds. They didn't come as easy this time, but she's still down there getting them. Had two or three blocks. This is a great game for her in defeat. And it was really good, Brian, to see Kelly Spitzer, Tegan Dean put in big minutes. Nice game by Lola Bergner, the sophomore. So next year's team's going to come back and look different, but they should still be competitive in the IA. Still have a chance to go and compete in the postseason. They do lose Becca Brushaber. They lose Ray. They lose Aubrey Allen. And we mentioned Eliana Drinkwine and Abby Kubis, who got in the game late. But they'll bring back the team, and they'll still be competitive. And we'll look to see if they don't add a little bit of youth and go out there with, you know, a couple sophomores and a junior and really put their stamp on this team for the future. But it was fun to watch all these girls play all year and all postseason, and really just came up a little short against a very good Tecumseh team, a team that was number two in the MHSAA rankings, and they looked like it. They looked like they earned it. What do you think, Brian, about the Western season?
Well, Steve, it's always tough immediately, right? Right now, lots of tears in the locker room, and, you know, you're just thinking about what happened, and it's really hard to step back. And particularly not just the season, but for like Rhea Hitt and Aubrey Allen and Becca Brushaber, for instance, to see the stamp that they put on the Western program. You know, we talk about programs, Tecumseh as a program. And when you get stars and people that do things the right way, you get the youth that see that and they want to be part of that, and it just keeps going and going. So congratulations to all those seniors and on the season, just the whole squad. Great season for the Western Panthers.
Yeah, they made it through the Interstate 8 season unbeaten. And so they get here, they play some tough competition all year. And, boy, yeah, like you said, the immediacy of it, it hurts. But a few years down the road, they're going to look back and recognize that this was a good run and a fun run and that it was a successful season, even if they came up short here in the regional championship. They got a district championship trophy. They got to have these experiences, and they did a great job. Meanwhile, Tecumseh will move on to play the winner of another game going on a little later. I don't think any other games concluded. 95-9 to Power Cow, Lumen Christi in action tonight if you want to catch the conclusion of that one. Brian and I will be in action tomorrow. 7:30 the tip time from the Breslin Center. Semifinal boys action, Concord and Wyoming Tri-Unity Christian. So the season continues even though Western's come to an end. Ours keeps going after this, and if the Concord girls win tonight, well, we'll have them next Tuesday, I believe, for the quarterfinal in Vicksburg. So we'll hit the road again and bring you that coverage. Hopefully a little better internet connection out in Vicksburg. We'll wrap it up from here. Thanks to all of our sponsors, Western Community Schools jumping on board to support the Panthers, East Jackson Community Schools, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, Lomar Machine and Tool, Johnson's Dumpsters, Industrial Steel Treating, Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Jim Winter Auto Group, Form Energy Drink, Kelly Express Mart, Will Be Transmix, Dan the Man Insurance. We'll wrap it up from Tecumseh. Again, our final tonight, 58-39, Tecumseh beats Western on WKHM, online at WKHM.com. Good night.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Al Rowe Metals and Plastics, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance Agency, and The Brokerage House with Jennifer Scanlon.